first, we start with the roll call.
Commissioner Fowler?
Here, ma'am.
Commissioner Hudson? Commissioner Martin? Commissioner Leonard?
Here, ma'am.
Commissioner Clasby?
Here, ma'am.
Commissioner Morgan?
Yes, ma'am.
Commissioner Johnson?
Present. All right, we have an invocation by Chief Walker. He's going to come up and give the invocation. Please stand and then remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Our Heavenly Father, thank you so much for such an amazing day with our beautiful weather and just the celebration that we had. And we just thank you so much for all the blessings that you provide us. We ask that you'll guide this board today, help them make good decisions. And as always, we just ask that you'll be watching out for all of our first responders and protect them continuously. And we thank you so much for all this in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we will proceed with the agenda that's before us. We don't have any proclamations and special presentations at this point. We will move on to accommodations. Approval of the five board minutes, please. Call for motion.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and properly second to accept the five board minutes from April 16th. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. All right, that's additional or deletion of the agenda we have before us. Are we satisfied? I call for a motion.
Move approval.
Second.
Moved and properly second to accept the agenda as printed. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Consent agenda. Anybody want to pull anything or have any issues with the consent agenda?
Move approval.
Second.
Then move and proper second to accept the consent agenda as presented. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. We're now for public comments. Anybody from the public would like to come forth and bring public comments? All amongst friends today? Okay, moving on. Comments from the union representative?
There he is.
Shane Kozak. I'll be representing Local 1377 since the rest of the guys suck. It was a quick update. Surface for Autism is going on right now. Several weekends has been out and about. We've actually got great participation and involvement from the Firefighters Benevolent, many of the members that are coming out there. So it's, once again, if you guys make it out there, I don't remember the exact days. It's like every other Saturday over at Pepper Park. And it's usually about 3 hours long. And that's about it. This past weekend, the Firefighters Manila hosted once again the Treasure Coast Hot. We have done it for the last several years here in St. Lucie County and over with the college. But this last year, we actually came with an opportunity with some buildings that were in Okeechobee and worked with our brothers over in Okeechobee County, where we had and hosted, it was over 100 plus firefighters throughout the state of Florida, plus another 70 or 80 volunteer instructors. That entire event is actually generated funds for the Firefighter Benevolent. And at the end of the day, we usually pay no instructors. So it's basically a all volunteer effort where they come in for like these 2 days. And it was once again another great training opportunity that we were able to provide for and a great participation from the fire district. I don't remember the exact number, Stefani. You remember? It's probably at least 30.
It was actually close to 60 with the instructors.
Okay. 60 members from this organization were involved in that, not to include a lot of other places. So, a lot of great things happening with that. And, just so you guys can see, you probably saw a lot of the photos that were out there and stuff that are happening around here. So.
Well, Captain, before you leave, hold on. Captain Kozak, come on. Mm-hmm. You brought special guests with you today.
I hit that one too.
To us and
yes. Behind me in this lovely, the three rows right here, 24 new hires.
Wow.
They started
awesome.
Just less than 2 weeks ago. It was on the 12th, so they're barely 2 weeks into a total of a 6-week orientation here assigned with the current training division. Actually, they're all here today because we don't have any of them in school. They actually finished their test this morning and was able to come back and be involved in the ceremony. Right now, we're going to, like I said, I think it's the middle of June. They'll be expected to be hitting the streets as new probationary firefighters and paramedics. Everybody in this group you see today, half of them are paramedics already for the state of Florida. The other half are completing their school and education as we speak.
Awesome.
So they're in class today also finishing that process. So at the end of the day, by the end of this summer, we'll have another 24 firefighter paramedics on the department to help fulfill that ALS role throughout the county. It's been hot. So we enjoyed the day off today. Even the bay over there was much cooler than on the fire ground. It was very enjoyable. And then we have our graduation, and I believe Vicki initially sent it to you. I don't know if she sent it to you yet for the graduation date ceremony, which will take place. I hate to say a day, but it's like June 13th. There you go. They know. June 13th, graduation. It'll be over at the church that we've utilized over here at Calvary, over on St. James, mm-hmm. once again. So that'd be great if you guys come out. We'll see and the families and go through that process there. So other than that,
Well, thank you for that. And yes.
I do want to say a big thank you for all of them, at least the ones that were not in school. They were instrumental in making sure Station 18, that they got an early exposure to station maintenance.
I had one more thing. Actually, the very back row, I got three individuals back here. I just want to recognize them because the train division is not successful without this process. The three individuals, you guys want to stand, man, real quick?
Yes, please.
Jimmy, Will, and Catherine. Basically, we reached out to these individuals. They've reached out. They've actually come from the line. They work 24/48. They are currently temporarily reassigned to days on 40-hour work weeks because they're passionate about making sure that these individuals understand what's happening. The district's been very well with that process, and we're trying to get crews from the field along with the train division mm-hmm. so we can give these new hires everything they need to hit the field. So I just want to recognize those three. The train division does training, so we're always there anyway.
Yeah, could you bring also acknowledge your training division? I don't know if it's customary, but since I have chair, I'm going to take the privilege. I'd like for the cadets to stand one by one and give us your name, please, so we know who's in the room. Thank you. Sergeant, this young man. Yes, sir.
Josh Monroy. Pleasure to meet you all. Happy to be here.
Josh, just your name, please.
That's very good.
Very good.
Yeah.
Thank you and welcome. It'll be a test for us to try to remember those names. Sure, as a fire commission, as we make our way through some of the stations, we look forward to seeing your smiling faces there and your dedication to service to St. Lucie County with the motto of our family serving yours. So on behalf of the Fire Board Commission, welcome and all the best and be safe out there. And we look forward to getting to know each and every one of you as you serve St. Lucie County. So welcome aboard. Any commissioner want to make any person vote? Okay. All right, we'll keep it moving.
Okay.
We'll still have a record time meeting, don't worry. We'll get out of here. I think I left off at we have no public hearings, no unfinished business to come before us. New business, we have one item, approval to enter an interlocal agreement. Who's bringing this forth? Chief Wangle.
Mr. Chair, commissioners, before you have an agenda request for an approval to enter into an interlocal cost share agreement for fire and EMS impact fee services, the St. Lucie County is coordinating an update of multiple public facility impact fee studies, including those for fire and EMS. the St. Louis County Fire District, in accordance with Section 163.01 of the Florida Statutes, seeks to enter into an interlocal agreement with the county to participate in a cost-sharing effort for an update of fire and EMS impact fee study. This cooperative agreement will utilize the county's general planning services consultant, Alfred Benesch and Company, and is structured to promote efficiency, fiscal responsibility. The district's share of the total cost is not to exceed $62,724, and participation ensures consistent methodology and legally supportable fee calculations for future development within the district. The term of the agreement is for 2 years from the date of official recording, with the option to extend for an additional 2-year term upon mutual agreement. Either party may terminate the agreement with a 30-day written notice. Staff recommends approval to enter into the interlocal cost share agreement with St. Lucie County for the fire and EMS impact fee study, and authorization for the fire chief to execute the agreement subject to final legal review.
What we have before us is tonight, how do you want to proceed? Call for motion.
Motion to approve.
Second.
I heard approval from Commissioner Fassbender, second by Commissioner Shannon. Any questions? All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Next, we have resolution. Resolution number 776-25.
Resolution number 776-25, whereas emergency medical professionals provide medical care to victims of sudden life-threatening injuries and illnesses, often under stressful conditions and in high-risk situations in order to save lives, and whereas Florida's residents and visitors benefit daily from the knowledge, skill, and judgment of paramedics, emergency medical technicians, firefighters, educators, administrators, emergency physicians, emergency nurses, and others who encompass the emergency medical services system, and whereas emergency medical personnel must rapidly assess, manage, and effectively provide care in unpredictable situations requiring life and death judgments, and whereas Florida's EMS teams unselfishly serve on the front line of healthcare when responding to man-made and natural disasters at the local, state, and national levels, and whereas it is critical that the general public be made aware of, understand, support, and effectively use its local emergency medical services systems, and whereas this year's theme is We Care for Everyone, whereas recognition is due for the emergency medical system for its accomplishments and contributions to improve public welfare through healthcare, medical transportation, injury prevention, education, disaster response, homeland security, and other initiatives that reduce healthcare costs and save lives. Now, therefore, the St. Lucie County Fire District Board of Commissioners hereby designates the week of May 18th through the 24th, 2025, as National Emergency Medical Services Week, and encourages the community to observe this week with appropriate programs, ceremonies, and activities. Duly passed and adopted by the Board of Commissioners of the St. Lucie County Fire District this 21st day of May, 2025.
Resolution 776-25. Call for motion.
Move approval.
Second.
Move and proper second that we adopt this resolution in recognition of National Emergency Medical Service Week. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. All right. What do we have next on the agenda? I don't have a comments. All right. Comments by the fire chief.
Mr. Chair, I don't really have anything other than the level of gratitude that I can't really express to everybody involved.
Chief, I would echo that, and on behalf of the fire board, thank you and your staff, your command staff, and everyone that played a part in today's ceremony. I think even the public enjoyed being here, and we all learned something that we didn't know. I know I took the tour and learned about the things that we don't get exposed to on a day-to-day-out basis, but board, as I talked about fire equipment and learned about that, I think we're going to have to face some growing challenges when it comes to budgetary stuff. What they do and how they do it to prepare that equipment, and of course, the concern that I learned today as a result of fires in our community. And, you know, we have been fortunate that we haven't had multiple fires, which obviously exposes our staff and command to carcinogen apparatus and stuff like that. So it's, it was great for us to be here, and I would encourage you to make sure that this board continues to learn. We continue to learn. We challenge ourselves to get out into these stations, do some ride-alongs, to really understand what we're doing here and how we need to have more impact, because our cities and our county, we're growing. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be many more new people here to man these stations. So thank you for today. Anybody else want to add anything to Chief? Yes, sir.
Well, I guess I can say it now. Very echoey. First of all, again, thank you, like Commissioner Johnson said, and I'm going to throw it out there because I had heard Commissioner Johnson say this maybe on my first meeting, but I'm going to commit to doing a 24-hour shift. I'd like to do it out at 15. I don't know when it's going to fit into my schedule. That's the hard part.
I stopped at 2 in the morning. I went to 2 in the morning at 15
and I've talked to some of the guys out there too. I really would like to do it. Again, just finding the time in the schedule. It'll probably be on a weekend or something. But and then also, if this is the appropriate time, I forget where I was hearing this or who I was talking to, but there's been some rumblings I heard about potentially shifting away from the BLS transports. Is there anything we'd like to share at this time about that, or is it?
So yeah, well, we have a certificate of need, and the county reached out to our COC, Ron Guerrero, and to see if there's any changes we want to make. They're doing a complete rewrite of it. One of the things that we've been looking at, Station 12 is right there next to Port Tennessee Hospital, and we've been watching their call volume. And two rescue trucks we run out of that station, that's how busy they are. Between Rescue 12 and 212, they run about 1,200 level 4 in their facilities. So those are BLS. Those are about as low grade of transport you can have. And you know, it's not really our design. Tie up units at that level, it really takes away from you know, just like adding this station next door, it takes the burden off the stations around it. So when you take two rescue trucks and you put 1,200 calls on their back, it doesn't only put a burden on that zone, but it puts a burden on the surrounding zones as well. So it's one of those changes that past fire chief probably wouldn't be happy with. Wouldn't my recommendation to open that door, but I think for that size.
And so, you know, we're talking budget, so is there an anticipated cost savings, or maybe not a cost savings, but we don't have to expand elsewhere, or those resources get shifted?
So reality is we make about $680,000 off those, you know, 1,200 runs. So there will be a cost loss, but, you know, it could be a life saved at the end of the day. So it could be a unit available that would normally be in and out from one hospital.
I got you. Okay.
We'll come back and the commissioners will have a chance. So, Clerk Treasurer, do you have anything at this point?
Nothing in addition to what's in the packet, sir.
Okay. All right, commissioners, we'll start on this end. If you want to comments, and we'll come this way.
I would. Thank you, Chairman Johnson. As everyone knows on this board and sitting in the audience, I'm the contractor that sits up here, so I know how long some of these processes take. And kudos to Langle and his team, Kelly, and your wife putting up with you, and the guys sticking behind you. It takes a village to build that. In all fairness, that was, what, 4.5, almost 5 years in the making? Mm-hmm. So a lot of hard work went into that. It was a lot, so kudos. I'm not going to bash you today, Paul, because you did a great job. So good job, you and your team. Beautiful, beautiful facility.
So, I want to thank everyone as well. And you're right. The general public does not know how long this takes to get these things done for our community, get these stations up and running, hire the staff, get the rolling stock, get the equipment necessary. I do try very hard when I'm out and about to have these conversations for better understanding, and it is really important to try to make our residents understand everything or a lot of what goes into making things like this happen. That station is amazing. And yes, Chief Langle, I know we all rib you and we've been on your case half jokingly, sometimes half not jokingly. And for full disclosure, I already looked at him today and said, all right, we got to do the next three. So half joking, half not joking. But no, thank you and the team. Thanks to everybody. and welcome to our newest and our newest finest, because this is an amazing family. I always talk about how this is the very best board I've ever been on. No offense to my council, of course, but it really is a family here when we all come together. And I hope you feel that, and I hope you realize that and come to know it. And I know you're all going to do amazing things for this organization and for our community at large. So thank you.
So I'll just continue on with the thank yous. Want to welcome and thank all of our new trainees here. Thank you for all the work that you put in, because this morning ceremony was spectacular. Amazing station. So many positive comments from so many different people having rode by it. I can tell you my phone was ringing several times a week with comments about seeing the progress out here. So kudos 100%. And just to piggyback off something, Mayor Martin said, is just because we're a special district, again, going into residents not understanding, we still have to go through, the fire district has to go through all the same steps as anybody else. Mm-hmm. We don't get to skip steps because Mayor Martin and, Councilwoman Morgan are here, as far as PSL, and same thing for St. Lucie County. So, it's a long process. It's not always easy. So thank you very much to everyone here. Well, I always try to do what I can do, but.
Yes. Councilwoman Morgan, would you please? Sure. So number one, did not get to go to the Firefighter Networker breakfast this morning. And I know Michelle Backus is in the audience. Who got honored? Oh, okay. Because most of us were already here. But thank you again for everything that you do. And Station 18, wow. And another thing is to let the public know how much, not just how much money it is to build the place, but for the equipment, the engine, the squad, the brush truck, the special ops. In talking with Howard Dunn this morning, he was like, that needs to get out to show people it's not just the building, it's everything else and how much money goes into it. And he was saying, yeah, about raising the taxes. I go, well, we can't, but there's other ways. But it was a great suggestion. He said, I know this is a lot of money, and it is. And it may be a lot of money, but to save a life, which is a lot more, that over there, job well done to everyone. Congratulations, 2501. This is the first class of 25, so I did go around, and we got some girl power in there, so congratulations and best wishes, and I'm sure we'll see you out there on the road. And welcome to the family, and I do consider to be part of the family. And Mayor Martin, Shannon, I agree with you. This is my favorite board.
Yep.
I mean, I do love what I do in serving poor St. Lucie, but
we do.
This board is very unique.
Yes.
So I rode with Station 14 again, because the first time I rode, it was very busy. And yes, I brought the white cloud with me once again. Very few calls. We actually ate and had dinner. And it was so to Sicaro, thanks again. But if he's around, or if you make sure you get word, I heard that he makes a mean tomato sauce. A name like Sicaro, he's Italian. So I got to find out. He's on shift now. I wonder if he's cooking tonight. But tonight I'm going next door, since this is my neighborhood. This is my hood. I'm going to ride with 18 today. And we'll probably not have any calls, but that's okay. That's all right. I also went out to EOC to get a tour. Thank you, Chief Hall. It was overwhelming, eye-opening. I'm ADHD, and there were like 50 million squirrels running around. I don't know how they do it, but the next time I go, I'm going to sit with them and just sit with one person to see what all goes on. But absolutely amazing job out there, and thank you to everyone of what they do. And it was very, I'm going to say the key word, it was very quiet. So I don't know what it is. Maybe I need to go out to Station 12 and sit with them for a while. But if there's any stations having way too many calls, you just give me a call and I'll come on out and bring the white cloud. But, and that's it. Thank you so much.
So I pretty much said what I needed to say, but just again, Station 18 looks great. Was able to participate in the groundbreaking for 19. Looking forward to the ribbon cutting on that one. When is that going to be ready again? 2 weeks? Okay, yeah.
Wait, we have 20.
We have 20 coming on. 20
is coming up.
20. Okay. 20, 21st. Okay.
21st.
Right. We've got more ground to break and more stations to build. That's it.
20 and 19. So I've got quite a bit still more to learn with this. Looking forward to learning more, going out, and I don't know if I'll be able to go to as many stations as Miss Morgan here, but you know, hopefully get more involved with that to learn more about it. And just, you know, thank you all the new recruits and people that are starting with the fire district. It'll be a great career. And glad to have you guys here. So, thanks.
So, board, it's been a great day. I think we've all learned some things. I'm going to implore, Chief, we must communicate this to the community. Started that last month. We need more of an outward communication about the things we do here from this board perspective, and I look forward to working with you on that because they have no idea, and we can't wait until, you know, the tax rolls come out and assessments come out and people decide themselves. I think we need to be a little more proactive, and I'm pushing that not only for this board but my city as well, because we are going to have to make some tough choices and things as they come up in our cities and as our counties as we grow. Mm-hmm. And so it's a little different from us, you know, particularly those natives that have been here all this time. Mm-hmm. And those that move to our area that are new. Mm-hmm. We need to make sure that from our perspective that we're proactive and letting them know what's coming, what's here, and what it's going to take. Right? I learned something totally different on that bunker equipment and what we really need to be at a level of. And I'm surprised that he's able to do that on a staff of like one, maybe two people. Yeah. That's a lot of work. Mm-hmm. So, board, we're going to revisit that. But before we move on to excuse absences, I'm going to take this privilege and pleasure to ask you to join me in wishing Councilman Stephanie Morgan for her birthday. Let's drop.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday,
Captain Morgan.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much.
Yes. I understand you're going on vacation soon, so the county and city will be nice and quiet for a little while.
So tomorrow I officially go on Medicare.
Yeah. What?
Oh yeah, I'm no the big 6'5".
Right. Get out.
I don't act it.
You definitely do not.
And I hope I don't look it.
You do not.
And yes, I will be going for a whirlwind trip. So thank you so much.
Enjoy.
Appreciate
it. Happy birthday to you. Be safe. And God bless to the rest of the world that you're going to go to for this 2 weeks. All right. Determination of excuse absences. I need to call for that at this moment. I think we have one. Mayor Hudson.
Motion to excuse.
Second.
Move to excuse Mayor Hudson. Any other questions? All in favor, say aye.
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 All right. Adjournment. Call for motion.
Removed.
So moved. Mr. Adjourn. 129.